A case report on pulmonary sequestration. Introduction. Pulmonary sequestration is a rare congenital abnormality which is characterized by a mass of non-functioning embryonic cystic pulmonary tissue that receives its blood supply from the systemic circulation. Both intralobar and extralobar sequestrations arise through the same pathoembryologic mechanism as a remnant of diverticular outgrowth of the foregut. Gastric or pancreatic tissue may be found within the sequestration. The presentation is variable, ranging from no symptoms to hemoptysis. Herein, we present a case of pulmonary sequestration in an infant with minimal symptoms. A 4-month-old male infant who was born at full term via normal vaginal delivery following an uneventful pregnancy to a healthy Jordanian mother in the emergency room with complaints of excessive crying and fever. The infant was well till a day prior to presentation. Physical examination was unremarkable except mild nasal congestion and low-grade fever. A chest radiograph was ordered by a junior resident which revealed a left lower lobe opaque shadow. The infant was treated with presumptive diagnosis of pneumonia. Complete resolution of clinical features was noticed. Follow-up chest radiograph a few weeks later showed persistence of the left lower lobe shadow. Hence, a chest CT scan was ordered which delineated a separate mass lesion in the left lower lobe with an independent blood supply. The discussion. Pulmonary sequestration represents a segment of pulmonary tissue with no developmental connection to the tracheobronchial tree or pulmonary arterial circulation. Sequestrations are subdivided according to their relationship with pleura into intralobar type and extralobar type. Intralobar sequestration have no separate pleural envelope, whereas extralobar sequestrations are completely enclosed by pleura and lie outside the boundary formed by pleural layer that surrounds the rest of the lung. The intralobar variety is much more common. They are part of the spectrum of bronchopulmonary foregut malformations, and it is therefore not surprising that both varieties occasionally communicate with gastrointestinal tract. The arterial supply is usually a branch of the descending aorta arising above or below the diaphragm. In this case, it was below the diaphragm. The venous drainage can be either to the pulmonary or to the systemic venous circulation. Intralobar sequestration usually drain into pulmonary veins. Extralobar sequestration usually drain into the azygous systems. Clinically, pulmonary sequestration is latent until infections lead to symptoms. Recurrent pneumonitis or sequestrated segment purulent sputum and hemoptysis are the prevailing symptoms. Pulmonary sequestration can be present clinically at all ages, but most lesions tend to develop these infective complications at school age and adolescence.